Hi, this is Jim, coming to you from the beautiful country of Mexico, and this is the podcast at Finding Direction, which is found at cotrelcompass.com/blog. I said I'm coming to you from Mexico and not from Mexico City, because at the moment, I'm out in the country, and it's a beautiful drive. I'm just coming back from Cuernavaca, where I had to pick up some things and drop off some things and all that kind of stuff. So now I'm just heading back to Mexico City. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that's been on my mind. And maybe it'll give you a little bit of an idea if you're interested in how we are getting used to living in Mexico and just some of the challenges we face. But also, if you pray for us, it might be another way to think about praying for us and getting beyond, you know, God bless Jim and Sherry and God bless Hannah and Nathaniel. So, this is something that's been on my mind, and it's something that I'm realizing more and more that it's important, and also I've been happy that I've had some opportunities in this area, and that is just talking to people. Just sometimes even just in passing, and it may sound strange, but it really is, for someone who's learning the language, at least for me, it's not as easy as it might sound to just make casual conversation. And the problem is, if you stop and talk to someone, you have to be willing for that conversation to go who knows where. And it's not just a matter of knowing how to say, good morning, nice hat you're wearing there, buddy. You have to be willing to carry on the conversation. And so that's fine, but as you are learning the language, you begin to realize that sometimes you get beyond that first initial phrase that you had all figured out, and you're completely lost. And so you are tempted, and maybe it's not always a bad thing, to really pick and choose your conversations and focus your energy on those opportunities you have when you can really say something significant, when you have time to talk to someone where you can really kind of hash it out and figure out what each other is trying to say. But one thing that's happened as we've headed into the school year here in our neighborhood is that everyone has disappeared, and there's a good reason that they have disappeared. The reason is because, like us, their kids have a lot of homework. We're in a neighborhood with a lot of kids, and the kids get home from school and they do homework, and they have surprisingly little time for other things. So whereas in the summer we could go hang out for a couple hours out on the street and talk to people, now that just doesn't happen. And so, just when we were starting to get to know our neighbors, all of a sudden, a lot of that time that we had, which was really a luxury, now we know, was lost. So, it's been nice lately that I have been able and willing to have those brief conversations when I have the chance. Stop and talk to someone who I saw a guy out working in his, just in the front of his house, and asked him what he was doing and made a couple comments, and it was no big deal, but it was a point of connection. And a couple days later, this past Sunday night, we had a meeting for the people in our neighborhood. I was actually late for the meeting. I think what happened was everybody was waiting for everyone else to show up. So I waited a while, I don't know, 15 minutes, half an hour, and eventually I thought, you know, I'm just going to go out there and chat with the people that are out there. Actually, it was one guy by that time that was out there. So I went out early. I went out late for the meeting, but early for the meeting, if this is making any sense, and just talked to him, and we talked about he had done some work fixing our electric gate. streets that goes into our neighborhood. So we talked about that for a while, and gradually people arrived, and he was asking, you know, do we like Mexico, and how are things going for us? And we got talking about kids' homework, and everybody else agreed that it was a huge big deal, and they said, yeah, we're Mexican, and we have no idea what the teachers are saying half the time in their notes they send home, too. So that made me feel a little bit better. But that was a bit of a longer conversation, so that was good. But, you know, just having the opportunity and taking the opportunity to talk to the guy that's in charge of the parking lot, talking to the cashier, these are not deep theological conversations, but when you can talk to people and make that point of connection, it really goes a long way, especially if you have the opportunity to continue to develop a relationship with those people. And this is one reason why, if you come down to Mexico, you are listening to this, and you know the Lord Jesus, you can come and connect yourself with the other believers here. And when you can smile, when you can give a friendly greeting to someone, that goes a lot farther than you may think. You may think, well, I don't speak much Spanish, and, you know, I don't know how much help I can be. Well, there's lots of things you can do beyond smiling and saying hello. But you'd be surprised how far that goes, how important that can be. So don't avoid coming to Mexico just because you think you won't be of any use, because you would be surprised what a big help you can be. So we're also looking forward to Monday is Thanksgiving for us Canadians anyway, and so we are having a family of believers over to our house, and that we're looking forward to that, because we can get people in your house, and not a huge group, but a family or one person. It's much easier when you're not fluent in the language. It's much easier to be able to talk and explain things and have a little more of a meaningful conversation than when you are in a big crowd or talking to someone in passing. So we're looking forward to that. These are people that have been an encouragement to us, so hopefully we can be an encouragement to them too. And so that's just something that you can pray for, that we have continual opportunities for these little connections, that we will have know when the time is to take a minute or two to talk to people, that we will know what to say. And it's really important, especially in our community, in our neighborhood, on our street, to make that point of connection also, so that people know that we are not creatures from outer space. We may not be entirely normal, but we are not as strange as they might at first think. With, you know, we are real people, and people get some real interesting ideas when they hear that there are foreigners around. They can't connect you with anything. They don't really understand. They're being Canadian. They're very generally very positive, and they are very interested, but they also don't understand exactly where you're coming from. So it's helpful for people to realize that you're just normal people who have a family, have struggles with a lot of the same things they have struggles with. So we would certainly appreciate your prayers that we can make those little connections, and we welcome you to come down and come visit us and make those little connections of your own. And you might be surprised at how meaningful that can be. Anyway, I am just heading onto a busier road here. Yeah, I know I've been talking while driving. Is that bad? But I'm heading onto a busier road here, so I'm going to talk to you later. But thanks for listening. And remember, you can always visit us at our website, cotrellcompass.com. And for the blog, that's just /blog. Talk to you later.